Welcome back. You with Morning Ireland. That in the background is the sound of the New York Brass Band from York. And it wouldn't be the jazz, would it, without some music? And it's really, as we've been saying, you can really feel the atmosphere kicking off in Cork with the first jazz in 2 years kicking off this evening. And of course, this all following the lockdown and the easing of restrictions in entertainment that was announced last night. To talk about it all, I'm joined by the Irish Examiner news editor, Deirdre O'Shaughnessy, and a pleasure. Once again to see you in person, Deirdre. The sense in Cork, you know, Philip Nolan talking this week, we're on a knife edge. The restrictions being lifted last night, the jazz kicking off this weekend. It's a happy but a nervous happy.
It is a little bit. I'm actually getting a bit emotional listening to the music on you, because it's the first time I've heard live music in 2 years, and I think this is as close to the jazz as I'll be getting to this weekend. But it is. It's the same as everywhere else, I suppose, Anya. We're all on sort of a knife edge, looking at the reopening of the restrictions, lifting of some of the restrictions, and things, you know, potentially going back to some kind of normal, but with the numbers that we have in hospital and the numbers of cases that we're seeing every day. I think most people are aware that, you know, at some point things have to go back to some kind of normal, and we, you know, we've done what we can do with vaccinations for the most part, but there are a lot of nerves out there, I think. You know, we're looking at standing events up to 1,500 people. Would you go into a room with 1,500 people? I don't think I would. But listening to this, I might be tempted. And, you know, I suppose that's the thing. We've forgotten what it's like to go and do things and be among people. You know, I had a casual conversation with the band this morning, and it's a long time since I was sitting anywhere with strangers that I felt I could talk to. So we're looking at 100% capacity for nightclubs. What goes on in nightclubs normally will go on in nightclubs, and as your Vox Pop was hearing, some young people don't know what goes on in nightclubs.
I know
yet.
We met these, you'll hear them later, we met these lovely girls last night, and when I asked them about that, they said, but we've never been to nightclubs. Yeah. We don't know how it works.
They've missed out on so much, and you know, those are essential parts of growing up, much as we might cringe looking back at them. You know, the 11:30 p.m. closing is scrapped. I don't know if you've been to the pub while it closes at 11:30 on
I'm
the dot.
I'm in bed too early.
You are, but let me tell you, it's a bit of a different experience. And we're looking at orderly, socially distanced queuing for bars, which I have no idea how that's going to work. I think Catherine Martin might have forgotten what pubs are like as well. So, no, I mean, we're looking at getting back to something. The COVID digital cert are going to be the key part of all of this to make sure that we're surrounded by vaccinated people. I don't know about that, Anya. I've been to a couple of places this week alone where I haven't been asked for them and where they haven't been asking anyone. So I really don't know how they're going to police that.
Right. The other thing you notice, of course, coming into Cork at the moment is it's a bit hard to get here at the moment.
Yeah, it's like we've done our level best to keep you all out. My colleague Michael Moynihan summed it up really well yesterday. He said, you know, well, we can look at it in a good way in terms of nobody's going to be asking us for coddle to keep all the dubs out, I think, as he was kind of trying to make a positive of it. But yeah, I mean, the transport situation is a bit crazy. I know you have Neil McCarthy on from the airport who's going to explain to you why the airport is currently closed, but the airport is currently closed. The train lines are currently closed. I live in Cove. The Cove and Middleton lines are currently closed. The Mallow line is currently closed, so they're bus transfers. So if you have booked a ticket to come down from Dublin, you'll be transferred by bus from Mallow, which isn't the most glamorous thing in the world, but you know, you'll get here eventually. And there's roadworks on the Dunkettle.
The Dunkettle roadworks are like something from Mars, aren't they?
They are, yeah. You're kind of, every time I have to go through them now, I'm sort of gritting my teeth going, I don't know where any of this is going to begin or end. The lanes are changing, everything is changing, yeah. There's cones everywhere. So it is a bit chaotic. Now, all of these things have been done now for different reasons, and the reasons stack up on their own, but when you add them all together, it doesn't make an awful lot of sense.
Two Cork stories, national stories as well, I want to talk to you about. First of all, Whitegate. We all know about the energy crunch.
Yeah.
And Whitegate's been offline. The news there?
Yeah, Whitegate is a big part of the reason that we're facing an energy crunch. There was a fault there last year, and it was expected to remain offline until 2022, but Eamon Ryan has said that it is to return in December. I don't know how fast they're able to do that maintenance. Hopefully it will, because we certainly don't want to be looking at blackouts, but Whitegate is a crucial part of the energy infrastructure.
And the story we heard about from Fiona, and it says in the papers, the rats in Cork County Council.
Yeah, my colleague Liz Dunphy was covering this one yesterday, and it was a Cork County Council worker, John O'Neill, who captured two rats and drove them to his place of work after a row with his manager. I mean, we've all had a row with our manager, but it's a pretty drastic action to take. But Judge James McNulty took a very dim view of it. He said it was a uniquely wicked naked act, and he gave him a 6-month sentence, which is pretty hefty for something like that.
Yeah, and the rats certainly did what rats do.
They sure did. They chewed through computer cables, they chewed on keyboards, they defecated everywhere. I'd say it was a pretty horrific scene to come in on. If you open the door, if you're the first person to open that door, I'd say whoever that was probably needs counselling.
All right. Well, listen, a pleasure, as I say, to talk to you. Thank you for joining us here at the Metropole this morning. That's Deirdre O'Shaughnessy, the news editor with the Irish Examiner. And our thanks, too, to the New York Brass Band, looking very fetching as well in their tartan shorts there. And thank you for the music, guys.